present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue for what is in fact the last show in the current series. And to express how we all feel at this news, a few short words might be appropriate. Although a few longer ones, like overjoyed and euphoric, might be even better. You join us once again in the fine city of Cambridge, whose famous university has links with many well-known names. In fact, our own Barry Cryer was recently offered a chair here. What a nice old lady. Another distinguished name is that of Sir Isaac Newton, who was professor of gravitational physics at Trinity, where he also taught a little Greek, who later went on to open Cambridge's first moussaka bar. Now, to introduce the teams, and speaking as someone who enjoys their brand of humour, I always recommend them. Speaking of myself, I never do. They are on my right, Willie Rushton and Tim Brooke Taylor. On my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And a warm welcome, please, for our ever-faithful scorer, the lovely Samantha. Now, our first round is called Channel 4 Children's Hour. In this round, teams, I'd like you please to suggest some titles of racy children's programmes suitable for a well-known minority channel faced with privatisation. Basically, teams, in thinking up these titles, it'll help to have in mind an image of childish innocence tinged with sinister corruption. So, think Andy Peters. Barry, will you start, please?
Chitty Chitty Gang Bang. One 101 Reservoir Dalmatians. Directed by Quentin Dandiambino.
Louisa May Alcott's Big Women.
Winnie the... Was that you?
Electric Blue Peter.
Snow White and the 9½ Dwarves.
Bill and Ben behaving badly.
And God created Noddy.
Muffin the Mule.
Babe, the breakfast.
Lord Baden. Lord Baden Powell's famous book, Snorting for Boys.
Postman Pat always rings twice.
Jack and Orgy.
Last Tango in Trumpton.
Swallows and Amorous Nuns.
Okay.
Lust William.
Ragtag and Bobbit.
Okay. It's a round now to test the team's musical skills. Known in the trade as a quickie. It's the round called Pick Up Song. We're going to hear some well-known records to which the teams will sing along. Luckily, DJ Samantha has an impressive set of 45s, which she'll kindly get. which you'll kindly get out and spin for our delight. She's poised at the disco turntable, ready to reduce the intoned modulation of the sound frequency to nil, a process known to radiophonic engineers as twisting the knob. As the volume fades away, the teams will continue to sing, the object being to stay in time with the record. If, when the music reappears, they're within a gnat's pizzicato of the original, I'll be awarding points, and points mean prizes. What do points mean?
Prizes!
I wasn't asking you. This week's prize comes from the Duchess of York's essential hair care range. It's a year's supply of wash and go skiing. Willie, you're to start. I'd like you to accompany Frankie Lane singing Rawhide.
Rolling, 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 rolling.
It's quite easy so far.
Rolling, 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 Rawhide.
Oh, that's quite fun.
Rolling, 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 though the streams are swollen, keep them dogies rolling, Rawhide. Through rain and wind and weather, hell bent for leather, wishing my girl was by my side. All the things I'm missing, good victuals, loving, kissing, awaiting at the end of my ride. Move 'em on, head 'em up, move 'em on, head 'em up, Rawhide, crack. Let 'em out, ride 'em in, let 'em out, cut 'em out, ride 'em in, Rawhide.
Well, if you have the harp to go on, Graham, it's your turn. Would you please accompany Lee Dorsey singing Working in a Coal Mine?
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, oops, about a slip down. Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoops, about a slip down. 5 o'clock in the morning, I'm already up and gone. Lord, I'm so tired. How long can this go on? I'm working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in the coal mine, oops, about a slip. Working in the coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in the coal mine, oops, about a slip down. 'Cause I make a little money hauling coal by the ton. But when Saturday rolls around, I'm too tired for having fun. Working in the coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in the coal mine, oops, about to slip.
Working in the coal mine, going down, down. Working in the coal mine.
I think this is a fix. It's up to you now, Barry. I'd like you please to accompany Elvis Presley singing All Shook Up.
Well, bless my soul, and what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm mad and wild as a bug. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Oh, 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 yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, my hand is shaking and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand up on my own 2 feet. Who do you think when you have such luck? I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Well, please don't ask me what's on my mind.
You all thought
I'm
he was dead.
I'm a little mixed up. I'm fine. When I get a girl that I love the best, my heart beats so it scares me to death.
Finally, Tim. Tim, would you please accompany those lovely Spice Girls singing their delightful number, Wannabe?
What I really, really want, so tell me what I want, what I really, really want. I tell you what I want, what I really, really want, so tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I wanna, I wanna, I wanna, I wanna, I wanna, I wanna really, really, really want to zigzag. If you want my future, forget my past. If you wanna get with me, better make it fast. Now don't go wasting my precious time. Get your act together, we could be just fine. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. What you want, what you really, really want. I wanna, really, really, really want to zigzag. If you wanna be my lover, you gotta get with my friends. Make it last forever. God's sake, music coming. Friendship never ends. If you wanna be my lover, you have got it.
Okay, teams, our next round's called Word for Word. In it, I'd like you please to take it in turns to exchange a stream of random words without the slightest hint of sense or logic. Much the same way as Barry does after a long lunch. The opposing team should challenge if they notice a connection. And if I uphold the challenge, which I'm unlikely to, because after a whole week to get it mended, they still haven't fixed this buzzer. But if I uphold the challenge, then the challengers should take over. Okay, right. Barry and Graham, will you start, please?
Bulwark. First. Chalice. Pod. Fur. Coat. Mechanic.
Mechanics wear coats. And they put coats of stuff on things when they're mechanizing them.
Yeah, that's pretty clever.
So that's double challenge, really.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, carry on then, Willie.
Goat.
Harmonica.
Winner of Opportunity Knox in 1964.
I remember that, Barry, but what did you do with the goat?
Carry on, Graham.
Oh.
Oh, go on. You'd started.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, oh.
Oh.
Oh is the same word as oh.
Yeah, I'll buy that. Yeah. Carry on, Tim.
Internet.
Frog.
Coronet.
Carrot.
Joystick.
Graham.
Just as careful, you know.
Go on, Tim.
Punt.
Exit.
Glass.
Crack.
Glass bottom punt.
Yes.
Yep.
Fair enough.
Who wants to go on?
I think Colin's quite keen.
I'd hurry it along now. Willie, quick.
Prune.
Chair.
Spatula.
Saliva.
Challenge from whoever.
No, not us.
Okay. As we're about halfway through the show, the theatre management have asked me to pass on this message to our audience. Anyone wishing to avoid the crowds when leaving, please try to wait until the end of the show. Right, it's time now to play the game called Mornington Crescent. But before we do, I noticed from the bulge in our post bag this week that another card has flooded in from a Mrs. Trellis of North Wales with comments on her favourite show. Dear Mr. Duggleby, she writes. Great, 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 great. Great. Yes, great, 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 great. Does that Delia Smith do nothing else all day? Yours sincerely, Mrs. Trellis. Right, back to the game, teams, and since we're in Cambridge, we'll play according to Trumpington's variation. That's a refined and highly cerebral version, generally preferred by intellectuals. But we're going to play it anyway. It tends to be rather a defensive game, teams, in which positional play is of the essence, so take care not to become blocked, boxed, or cornered. I'll start you off, teams, with Albright's opening, OK? Totteridge and Whetstone. Tim, will you continue, please?
Well, I think there's only one way to go from there. But I'm not going that way. It's usually Regent Street, but I'll try Lower Regent Street.
Oh, careful.
King Street?
Yeah.
Which one? Cambridge one.
Don't be silly.
That's just foolish. Oh, yes. Not the Hammersmith London one. Cambridge. King Street in Cambridge.
Yeah.
Yeah, go on. That's right. Go on, Willie.
Oval Road. Thank you.
Swiss.
You get Fox.
She knows Albright's opening.
Swiss Cottage. Fox. Yeah, that's true. Hendon.
Oh, go on.
Hendon Central.
Central?
Central, yeah.
Yeah.
You're out.
Craven Cottage.
Bond Street. Thank you.
Fulham Palace Road.
Yeah, very good.
Thank you. You could have whooped.
I think you're...
Thank you.
I think you're boxed. I think you're boxed, Willie.
No.
He's blocked.
I think so.
He's not boxed.
Blocked, but not boxed.
And far from cornered.
But, well, we could call in the diagonals here and do Bishop's Gate.
That's good.
Oh, we laugh in the face of danger. Ha, ha, ha.
Mitre Court.
Yeah, ha. Whack, that was.
Fitzwilliam Street.
That's the level.
Whack, back.
Well, may you pause.
The embankment.
Oh.
Ha, ha, ha. Oh. See the smiles vanish from their faces. It's like, whoosh.
The colour has washed from their cheeks.
You'd swear they're in black and white now, wouldn't you? Look at them.
The Hague.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Very good. Very good. Folkestone Road.
Mornington Crescent.
Yeah.
It's time now for a round of limericks. Actually, it's quite interesting where the name limerick comes from. It's a corrupt, it's a corruption of the old French word for America, l'Amérique. No, it's true. It's not a bluff, it's true. French migrants sailing to the New World will be blown off course to Southern Ireland, where they landed and mistakenly called it l'Amérique. There's still a large community of limerick French to this day, as visitors to their annual festival of sheep burning and lorry wrecking will testify. Right, teams, I shall furnish you with a potential pact opening, which I'd like you to complete in turn, taking one line each. Graham, you're going to start. A porter from Gonville and Keys.
A porter from Gonville and Keys grew potatoes on both of his knees.
On the end of his nose
grew a rare kind of rose.
But you'll never guess where he grew these.
Tim, here's yours. While out with a couple of blues.
I didn't know which one to choose.
The one with the squint?
Or the one with the splint?
I have both. I've got nothing to lose.
Barry, here's yours. Well, out on the cam in a punt.
I saw Reverend Spooner in front.
He said, what a day gay.
And anchors away.
A
and make way for my podding sunt.
And finally, here's yours, Willie. If you're studying natural science...
If you're studying natural science, I suggest that you wear this appliance.
You strap it on thus.
Then just hop on a bus.
And you'll find you'll get masses of clients.
Right, now, our next game is called Singer and the Song. And in it, I'd like each team member to imagine he's a famous and well-loved personality. And then adapt a song of my choosing to the style of that personality. You'll be accompanied by Colin Sell, who'll be trying to adapt his style to that of a pianist. Actually, you might be surprised to hear that Colin's releases invariably go straight in at the number one spot. Usually when he's aiming for the treble 20. Barry, we'll start with you. Would you please sing Zippity-Doo-Dah to the style of Quentin Crisp?
Zippity-Doo-Dah, zippity-A. My, oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine heading my way. Zippity-Doo-Dah, zippity-A. Mr. Bluebird, on my shoulder. It's the truth, it's actual, everything is satisfactory. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-a. Wonderful feeling, wonderful day. Look at the muck in here.
Okay, Graham, would you please sing the song called Happiness, having assumed the persona of Joe Grundy from The Archers?
Happiness, happiness, greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord I've been blessed, Clary. More my share of happiness. Me, this world is a wonderful place. Our farm burning down, I'm the luckiest human in the race. I got no silver, I got no gold. I got happiness in my father's mind. Happiness to me is an ocean tide. Sunset fading on a mountainside. Big old heaven full of stars above. And I'm in the arms of Simon Pemberton. Happiness. Happiness. Greatest gift I possess, Eddie. I thank the Lord I've been blessed and born my share of happiness.
Finally, a duet for you, Tim and Willie. I'd like you, please, to once more assume the identities of the Queen and Princess Margaret. Singing Sisters.
Such devoted sisters. Never had to have a chaperone.
No, sir. We are there to keep our eye on her.
Caring.
Sharing.
Every little crown that we are wearing.
When a certain gentleman arrived from Greece.
She wore the dress and I phoned the police.
All kinds of weather, we stick together. The same in my rain and sun.
Two different faces. In tight places.
One thinks and one acts as one. Those who've seen us know that not a thing can come between us. Many men have tried to split us up, but no one can.
Nobody can.
Lord help the mister who comes between us and our sister. And Lord help the sister who comes between my husband and I.
Good night.
Well, we'll soon have to say farewell, but there's just time, I think, to fit in a round of Biscuit Makers Film Club. So, teams, while Samantha nips out to enjoy a mouthful of Jacobs... I'd like you please to suggest some titles of films likely to prove popular with an audience of biscuit makers. Okay, Tim, start up.
Hobnobs and Breadsticks.
McVitty Vitty Bang Bang.
The Singing Digestive.
And there's The First Wives Club.
There's Bath Oliver Twist and the Artful Jammy Dodger.
La Dolce Rivita.
Glenn Garibaldi, Glenn Ross.
Not to mention Gandhi Baldy, directed by Bicky Attenborough.
Cream Krakatoa, East of Jaffa.
And of course, Bring Me the Crisp Bread of Alfredo.
Mutant Ginger Nut Turtles. The Penguin Has Landed. A Rivita runs through it.
Flash Bourbon.
The Crumbs of Navarone. Lord of the Squashed Flies. Starring Jack Lemon Puff.
Charlie your Wagon Wheel.
J.R.R. Tolkien's The Hobnob.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the short-sighted rhino of time attempts to mount the VW Beetle of eternity... and the rubber glove of hope gets lost in the Aberdeen Angus of destiny. I notice it's the end of the show, and indeed the series. So from Samantha, the teams, myself, and the good people of Cambridge, goodbye.
Kimber Taylor, Barry Cryer, Graham Garden and Willie Rushton were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton. Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultant was Ian Pattinson and the producer was John Naismith.